Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
Amazing. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Joanne Black back on the show. Joanne is a 9-year member, almost coming up in a couple of months as a 9-year member of our Brain Trust. She's the founder of No More Cold Calling. She's a leading author on referral selling. She and I are completely simpatico in believing that referrals are golden. And yet, Joanne, salespeople have all these excuses for why they can't get or shouldn't get or won't get or can't get a referral. What's up with that?
That's what I say all the time, Jim. In fact, I was talking to a new client yesterday, a business owner, and he had this huge aha. He'd gotten referrals in the past, but what they were a list of names. And he said, it's an introduction. That's what a referral is. And he actually asked two people. He got two referrals from each. He calls the referrals, and he said they were so friendly, so nice, so receptive. I said, that's exactly what happens when you get the introduction.
It's called an entree.
Yes. It was a huge aha for him. And it really was for me as well to say, oh, Joanne, I think you better talk more about the fact that a referral means you get an introduction.
Yep.
But with that, there's even more things that get in the way.
What?
And one of the key things when you're asking for an introduction, so what my new client told me, by the way, his name is George, he said, you know, I asked, but I felt it was kind of pushy and I didn't feel good. And this was someone he knew really well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said to George, I said, well, did he give you the introduction? Oh, yeah. Was he nice about it? Oh, yes. So the feeling was for you thinking that you were being pushy, that you were intruding, that you were too salesy, you were all those things, but you weren't. And so the perception is that if I ask for the introduction, which is a huge step, that people might say no. And
yeah.
And it's really the most personal
it's all, it all, it all has a whole lot of this has to do with learning how to ask, isn't it? I mean, you just don't wander in and ask any particular way. I'm a big believer, Joanne, in making the referral request sound like these people are helping you and maybe even helping themselves.
Oh, they are. I mean, because they're expanding their network.
Well, but the thing for me, see, when I had my consulting business, I would tell my clients, now look, you know I don't advertise. I only work with a certain number of people. I only work with a certain kind of person, someone like you. And a way to help me make sure I'm available to help you would be for you to introduce me to people like you. And that's how I get my next business. Would you mind helping me with that? And you ask, you say, would you mind helping me? People like it when you ask them for help like that.
They do, but here's the thing. That sounds weak because it's not really cool to ask for help. I mean, so people think that...
These are people I have a relationship with, though.
No, but it still comes up as a barrier. So this is one
of
the barriers.
It always worked for me.
Well, because you're out there and you've done it and you've practiced and you've gotten results.
Here's the point you and I are making right now. You can, you know, there is no one particular way, whatever makes it comfortable. The question is it working?
Well, it needs to be working. But one of the things that gets in the way, as I said, it feels uncomfortable. So here's what happens as a result of that, Jim. They say, oh, I forgot to ask. Well, I don't think anybody really forgets. They're just not comfortable yet, right?
Yeah.
So they can continue to forget, or they can put a process in place to ensure they remember. Mm-hmm. It really is a choice we make. So when people say they forget to ask, I'm saying, you know what? No, you don't forget.
Mm-hmm.
You know, put a sticky on your computer monitor or something. What it really means is we're not comfortable when we say that.
Well, also, we have to realize, though, if the thing that I think is it's got to be our motivator, number one, is you're not going to be successful in sales going forward, today forward, if you don't get referrals. And so, I mean, that's all there is to it. And so you got to get comfortable with it, or you won't be successful. If you're not going to ask for referrals, you might as well go ahead and go look for another kind of a job. Joanne, I need your website quickly, please.
NoMoreColdCalling.com.
All right, so that's Joanne S. Black. That's the name of the book. Quick break, right back. More about the excuses that people make to not ask for referrals. Quick break, stay with us.
I'm on the road again. I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.